You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So, Tommy, what is this thing you're not telling us?
Well, it might involve something that's been on my back for 12 years that I thought was a birthmark. Turns out it's not, but there's been a development.
In the okay, last few what, minutes?
Like, was it dried spit?
No, okay, I'll go into it a little bit, but I don't have super scientific backing on it. Okay. No pun intended. So I have this birthmark. I can send a picture in the group chat.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I don't even see it.
Gorbachev. That's an HR violation.
You're the one that asked. I didn't elaborate. Yeah.
We didn't
you
have
asked.
To see it.
Well, you. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. We don't
I'm
know
a
what it is.
Person, I do need to see these things in order to learn. So
okay, here, I'll send in the group chat real quick. And then
I only want to see it if it looks like a person.
Yeah, I drew a little stick figure. Yeah. It's like a star constellation in the back. Okay, so.
I hope it looks like Mr. Peanut.
So I've talked about my friend Zuzu before on this.
Your what?
My friend Zuzu.
Who is that the one who's never spoken
to
you?
Yeah, that I've never heard her voice before.
Okay. Nothing bizarre about this story.
Well, this was something that we talked about on segment 17, I think. Tommy has a good friend, like very good friend that you talk to or you communicate with on a regular basis.
Every
right?
day, yeah.
Every single day, but you have never heard her speak.
Nope. Never heard her speak.
FaceTime.
But we FaceTime, yeah, but she doesn't talk. She texts. She just doesn't like talking. Anyway, so she texts me usually because she lives in California, and so she'll just randomly text me, you know, because it's midnight for her, she's still up.
Sure.
So I wake up to a text that just says, I have a rash. And so I said, okay, I don't know what to say to that. And so she's telling me about this thing called tinea versicolor, which is basically just like a discoloration of the skin. And she's telling me about it and blah, blah, blah. And, so I'm looking at diagrams and pictures, and suddenly I'm like, wait a minute. This looks like my back.
And you guys are kindred spirits.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of convenient. I'm like, Zuzu, I don't want to make this about myself, but I need to show you something. And so I have had this on my back for as long as I can remember. My mom tells me, Tommy, it's a birthmark. It's been there since you were a kid. And I'm like, I don't remember that, but I remember it showing up when I became a teenager and puberty started. Ooh. And, I'm like, Mom, I really don't remember that. And so it just kind of has gotten, you know, as the years have gone by, I feel like it's gotten a little bigger. And turns out it grows. And it doesn't hurt. I don't have any problems with it. But it's just there. You know, I thought it was like a birthmark. See, this is not what you thought you were getting, was it?
I'm fascinated by the fact that you think that a birthmark isn't there since birth.
Well, that's what I said, but like, my mom was so consistent.
Because I think usually how these things work.
She said, it's been there. I said, okay, Mom. And I'm not going to doubt her. I was a baby. I don't know anything.
Well, maybe we should take some time before we're critical to look up pube-based birthmarks and
can
see what we can find. Growing birthmarks.
Yeah, you know, you really would think I'd pick up on that, right? No.
Maybe it's a rebirthmark.
Ooh.
Did you find something special in your life about the time?
Was your back born again?
You found your special purpose. That's probably true.
Yeah, you hit your midlife crisis 25 and suddenly your back just was sprinkled with
Now, if you think it's growing, though.
So I don't know.
I mean, birthmarks don't grow, to the best of my knowledge.
Well, I don't know if that's growing.
Is that right?
Yeah, my nephew has a birthmark on his. It started off on his neck, and it was like the size of a quarter, and now it goes all the way up his jawline and onto his shoulder.
Well, yeah, because he got bigger.
Yeah.
Because babies are small.
For sure, it stretched.
It stretches out. It's like a tattoo when you gain weight.
It stopped now. I think it stopped around like 6 or 7, maybe. But
okay.
But yeah, he's 11 now, and it's cool looking.
Tommy, I think you need to put a quarter on it and take a picture once a year or something so you have some perspective.
For comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. So yeah, I don't know, but now there's apparently...
Like, are you going to go to a dermatologist, or you're confident that you're fine with, you think it started somewhere between birth and puberty?
So the reason this all came up is because apparently if you just put an antifungal cream on it, in like 3 weeks, it'll go away.
So you've had it for like 10 years?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, right. Now
so
this I want to know.
Spritz yeah. yourself with so, some tough actin, tin actin. And
yeah, so the
update. See what happened.
So the update is that in 3 weeks, I could be spotless. And so I was okay. like, maybe I should hold off. So I recorded.
No, this is even better.
Yeah, so I recorded me showing this to my mom. And her reaction was so funny, and that's what I'm saving for okay. if it goes away, because right. she was freaking out. So I'll have that for you eventually, but I do have it, and it's pretty funny.
So if you might have had birth jock itch on your back for as long as anyone knows.
Apparently.
You got a shoulder ringworm,
dude.
And
I
nobody's
know.
Touched it.
I literally was like, this is intriguing.
It is intriguing. This is not a letdown at all. You acted great. Like we were going to be disappointed by this information. This is fascinating. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Me either. So imagine my shock. I might lose a friend in 3 weeks. I mean, this thing's been with me through thick and thin.
Oh, I thought the girl from England that won't talk to you is not going to be friends anymore if you don't have birthmark buddies.
No, I knew exactly what you meant. I had a cyst on my back for like 15 years. And then Joe, who used to be on the show, popped it for me.
Oh, what?
And it smelled so bad.
So no surprise that Kelly was the one who said, yeah, send your birthmark.
Yeah,
pic.
No, it's starting to make sense it. Now. Yeah.
You want
to
go smell them?
We don't need no stinking boundaries.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, sorry to everybody that has heard about that unexpectedly. I didn't know it was going to come up, but I'm really invested in it. I can't wait to see if this works.
Are you going
to
be... So you'll be sad if it goes away, but I think you'll also be sad if it stays.
Yeah, it's a really weird gray area, huh?
Yeah.
There's no, maybe there's no winner. Maybe I should just stop while I'm ahead.
Somebody said, isn't tinea the same thing as versicolor ringworm?
Dude, don't ask me. I just learned about this 3 days ago. So that's why I'm like, I'm not a scientist and I haven't gotten it looked at, but...
You're not somebody who Googles everything when you have a symptom or a weird rash?
No, that just leads you down a real bad hole, huh,
I know,
Kelly?
I love it.
Yeah. I diagnosed myself with so many things.
Yeah, me too.
It's like suddenly
have they
it's
ever
like,
been right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had that like infection in my mouth a couple months ago that I was like, man, I guess I just randomly got the 24-hour flu. And then I was like, no, it's a mouth infection.
Oh, that's true. You did nail that one.
And it was pretty spot on.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that worked out for you.
That's pretty gross.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.